Thank you, everybody. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Bluff the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Brenda Bowen from New York, New York.
Hey, how are things in New York?
They're stormy.
Stormy?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What do you do there in New York?
I'm a literary agent for children's books.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I have children, so I've read a lot of children's books recently.
That's good.
What's the next big thing going to be in children's books? Can you tell
me? The next big thing.
The next Goodnight Moon.
The next Goodnight Moon is going to be whatever crosses my desk tomorrow.
Really?
I hope.
Brenda, I have a question about children's books.
Yes,
with all due respect, I sometimes feel about them the way I do about modern art, where you look at it and you go, I could do that.
Like, I bet you do, Faith. And maybe you would like to write a children's book. Ooh.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, you need an agent?
Sure.
There you go.
Thanks, Brenda. I got one about a monkey afraid of the dark.
Well, try it.
I don't think you respect the form, Faith. That's what I think.
I remember once I was cleaning up late at night. I was putting things away, and I came across a book that I don't know who bought it, but it was a cardboard book called The Book of Shapes. Ooh. And I swear to you, it was 6 pages long, and that's because it went as far as oval. And I looked at the cover, and it was co-authored.
Brenda, believe it or not, we're glad to have you with us.
Yes, thank you.
By the way, the books that have sponges in them that go in the bathtub, the text isn't any good at all. Sorry, Brenda.
Thanks, Paul.
Peter's got to explain the rules to you now.
Thank you.
Brenda, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Brenda's topic?
Hands off, Uncle Sam.
The government's there to keep us well-fed, happy, and healthy, and then leave us alone. But some would say lawmakers are now doing more than that, that big government is expanding right into our private lives. Our panelists are going to tell you 3 stories of intrusive regulation. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
First, let's hear from Faith Saley.
Penny Steiger is the county clerk of Orangeburg County, South Carolina, and she has a PhD in English from Princeton, which might be why she couldn't stand the poorly written, ungrammatical, hackneyed wedding vows she kept hearing in local churches and the historic courthouse. So, starting this month, if you want a marriage license in Orangeburg County, you need to present your wedding vows for approval first, and then be ready for some harsh criticism. Steiger explains, quote, "Here in Orangeburg County, we believe that it's our job to ensure that a lifelong commitment between a man and a woman begins with immaculate grammar and some creativity." This means that Steiger will send draft vows back to young lovers covered in red-inked corrections, and she even suggests literary quotations to brides and grooms. "The most common mistake I see is couples writing, 'between you and I,'" she sighs. "I offer premarital counseling in the objective case."
Your wedding vows must be approved by the county clerk in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Your next story of a big brother butting in comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
"Ain't nobody here but us chickens?" Yeah, right. The voice you hear in the hen houses of Hopewell Township, New Jersey these days is that of Big Brother. This week we learned that Hopewell's town fathers have passed an ordinance limiting the cohabitation rights of local hens and roosters. Only 10 days a year, just enough time for fertilization, may chickens legally hook up in Hopewell Township. Why? Well, supposedly it's a noise issue. At any rate, Hopewell's government is more into cock-a-doodle-don'ts than cock-a-doodle-do's. Because any rooster who crows too loud during his conjugal visit will be banned for 2 years. "I know, old cock," whispers Henrietta, "at last, after so long, I know. And you were great, but shh."
Hopewell, New Jersey puts unreasonable limits on the love life of chickens. Your last story of government intrusion comes from Paula Poundstone.
The town of Ballin, Florida has changed its name to Smile, Florida, and claims to be the dental hygiene capital of the world. Dentist and mayor, Dr. Damon Vasquez, enthusiastically led the drive. They launched a huge campaign to encourage good dental hygiene, which includes visits from multiple Mr. Happy Tooth characters. Not all smilers, however, are smiling about it. They're not visits. They're unsolicited checkups that trample all over our rights to privacy, claims Tim Becker. I bought a Google cluster at the Kroger last Tuesday, and 2 hours later, some Nazi dressed as an incisor shows up at my door. 22-year-old Christmas Village clerk Nancy Ross says it used to be a fun idea, but it has gone too far. If a cop pulls you over and you don't smile, they can become suspicious and check your teeth.
These issues call for balance,
says a day trader named Junior who asks that we not use his last name and pretends to be toothless to keep the powers that be off his back.
And I'm not sure that having the government measure your plot strikes that balance.
All right, then. Here are your choices. Tom. Faith Saley, an overzealous county clerk in South Carolina who has to approve wedding vows before she'll issue a license. From Roy Blood Jr., the city fathers of Hopewell, New Jersey, putting limits on the love lives of chickens in that town. Or from Paula Poundstone, a repressive dental regime in the newly renamed town of Smile, Florida. Which of these is the real story of government overreach?
Well, Roy was the only one who was nice to me during the introduction.
Aha! There we
go. Oh, no.
And he read it so poignantly that I'm going to have to go with Roy.
All right. You're going to choose Roy's story of Hopewell, New Jersey, limiting the sex lives of chickens. Well, we spoke to somebody who actually was involved in this governmental action.
What we decided was that they could have roosters, but only 5 days in a row and only twice a year.
That was John Hart. He is a farmer in Hopewell, New Jersey, who sits on that town's agricultural advisory committee that passed the chicken ordinance. Congratulations, Brenda. You got it right.
Thank you.
You earned a point for Roy. You've won our prize. Carl Castle recorded the greeting in your home answering machine. Well done.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ain't
nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. Ain't nobody here but us.